From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, arrived today in Baghdad for 2 days of talks with Iraqi officials. They will press Iraq for answers not provided in its recent arms declaration. They say they'll also urge Iraq to provide more genuine cooperation in the search for banned weapons, and they'll point to the likely alternative, U.S.-led military action. From Baghdad, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Blix and Baradei are visiting Baghdad in what they've called a last-ditch effort to avoid a conflict in Iraq. Before heading into talks with senior Iraqi officials today, both men emphasized that war is not inevitable. Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix.
We think the inspection process that we are conducting is the peaceful alternative. It requires comprehensive inspection, and it requires very active Iraqi cooperation.
Both Blix and Baradei have complained that Iraq hasn't done enough to back up its claim that it's destroyed all weapons of mass destruction. They acknowledge that during the last 8 weeks, inspectors have found no smoking guns. They say Iraq has been cooperative in opening up its sites to inspectors, but they say that's not sufficient. They'll be urging Baghdad to come forward with evidence that Baradei says he hopes will bring closure to the Iraqi file on weapons of mass destruction. Mohammed El-Baradei.
We would like to see inspection to work. For the inspection to work, we still need a lot of additional information. And we are going to impress on our Iraqi counterpart the importance of providing as much information, as much document, as much physical evidence as possible.
The chief inspectors will be asking Iraq to explain what they say are many gaps in its 12,000-page weapons declaration. Baghdad presented the report to the UN last December. Blix and Baradei say the document fails to support Baghdad's claim to have destroyed all banned weapons. Among his other concerns, Blix has said he doesn't believe Iraq has accurately reported its destruction of anthrax supplies and of deadly VX nerve gas. Last Thursday's discovery of 12 empty chemical warheads further heightened inspectors' concerns that Iraq is not being forthcoming, and chief weapons inspectors have expressed new frustration over the discovery of documents related to the enrichment of uranium that could be used for nuclear weapons. 3,000 pages worth of documents were found after inspectors raided the home of an Iraqi scientist last Thursday. International Atomic Energy Agency spokeswoman Melissa Fleming said today that Baradei believes the Iraqi government should have handed the documents over to inspectors.
And his concern, though, is primarily not so much with the content, but the fact that they were found in a private home.
Calling it a tense time, Fleming said these 2 days of talks are critical, especially, she said, because inspectors are due to present a report on their findings to the Security Council on January 27th.
It would be nice to be able to include in that report some kinds of demonstrations of active cooperation and support.
Fleming said both Blix and Baradei will be stressing to the Iraqis that time is running out. Progress must be made by inspectors in the next few weeks. Otherwise, as Baradei said recently, the consequences for Iraq may not be very pleasant. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.